Nobody likes sunshine in 60s quite as much as Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And you make the backyard very attractive, which is exactly what I have been finding in these last few weeks. It's just a beautiful place to get to know better. And the forecast also looks very attractive. This is the 24th of April. 1 week from today will be May 1. So this is our last week of April. Now, as of today, the average temperature for April is close to 6 degrees below normal. That is amazing. We've had a chilly April. And if you've been out in your backyard for the last few days, you'll notice that not only the cool temperatures, but also the wind. And I thought it was interesting. We seem to have gotten winds from every direction this week, including the nice big east winds that we got the last few days. Anyway, we look at the end of the month. I think we're still going to finish below normal in temperature, way below normal in snowfall, but that's okay because we had plenty earlier. And below normal, considerably below normal in precipitation. Now, if these possible rains actually happen, then we're going to notice a difference. Several times this past week, there were chances of rain that never really happened. So we'll see. The fire hazards seem to have gone down a bit, largely because the grasses are greening, and that slows down any of the possibility for grass fires. But we're still not to the end of the month yet, so things could still be happening. We have this week passed the threshold of 14 hours of daylight. The sun rises a little bit now after 6 a.m. and sets a little bit later than 8 a.m. Now, I've been out for a walk, and I haven't noticed too much of that sunlight that you've been forecasting because I've been in the midst of a nice big fog, and it's absolutely beautiful. Walking a foggy morning that's calm at this time of year, late April, is spectacular. Any of the sounds of the critters along the road are easy to hear, and I heard plenty of them during my walk. We are at the time now where the migration is just starting to pick up. We'll see a lot more of it now in May. We had early migration in late March and April of the water birds and the raptors. As we go through April, we have a good migration of sparrows, many of which are probably moved on by now. And then we're getting now the migration of other songbirds. This week I had the three amazing events all happen the same day, and that was the 21st of April. The first one of those was it was ice out. Now, way back at the beginning of the month, I thought ice out was going to happen about the 20th. Last year it was also on April 21. Then we went through that period of colder weather, and I thought maybe it was going to be a little bit late. But then things got turned around, and yes, we had ice out on April 21. Also on that day, I saw the first yellow-rumped warbler, the first warbler of the season in my backyard. And yes, that is great. You know, we have 26 species of warblers that show up either to nest or to migrate through our area every spring, and they're just a great group of birds to watch. Small, they don't sit still too much, kind of challenging, and even though the name is warbler, a lot of them don't really sing that much, but they're still a great bird to get to know and see, and being in our backyards this year, we should do just that. The third event was the sighting of the first bumblebee of the season to happen on April 21. I always expect somewhere around April 20, the first bumblebees will show up. These are the queens. These are the ones that survived winter. They go down under some protection and they go into a dormant phase and they stay there all winter. They have been impregnated from last fall. And so now when they wake up and start flying around, they are searching for a place to make their nest. If you stop and watch their flights, they are always often flying very close to the ground, and that's what they're doing. They're looking for a place to make the nest. So, yes, and speaking of nests, I've been following the nest of a couple of Canada geese on swamps nearby, and I'm sure the baby rabbits and squirrels have been out there coming out of the nest. We've had chipmunks in the yard, and then for the last couple of weeks, they've kind of disappeared, and I think that's what's going on, is they are raising their young, and raising young and making babies is what the frogs are doing. We had an interesting situation here. I heard the first frog calling already on April 8th. Then there was a chorus frog, and then I heard the first wood frog on April 11, and then thanks to the cooler weather of the following week, it just got quiet. There were no frogs at all for about a week. This week, they started up again on the 21st, and I've been hearing wood frogs and chorus frogs in huge numbers. So I went out on the next day, on the 22nd, and yes, I found the eggs of the wood frogs. Wood frogs are what's called explosive breeders. Now, what that means is they come out to the ponds in huge numbers. They make a lot of noise. They mate. They lay eggs. But it's all over real quickly. Usually by the end of April, their breeding season is already done. And, of course, most frogs haven't even started by that time. Many are still in hibernation. The trees are responding. May is the greening month. The trees of April have put out a lot of catkins, and I've talked about those before with aspen, alder, hazel, and willow. But they're also starting to have some flowers. The flowers showed up in the last couple of weeks with silver maple. Now, just these last few days, their cousin, the red maple, is starting to open the flowers. But as I said, May is the greening month. And the day before yesterday, I noticed the first leaf buds starting to show up. The trees that start off in leaf first are the ones that are not so big. And so there's a tree called elderberry, also known as redberry elder, very common in our area. And for some reason, that decides to open its leaves first. And I've been watching it. They will continue to open the leaves now as we get into May. Lots of the grasses have gotten green in the woods. There is. I was out at Jay Cook State Park yesterday, and there is a good growth of wild leek, also known as ramp, out there, and that is real green. And it looks like it's going to be just a great spring flower. Well, the plant remains green, but it doesn't flower until summer. However, I saw some of the other spring flowers popping up. I saw trout lily. I saw spring beauty. And they were above, the leaves were above ground. But the really terrific discovery of yesterday was the first wildflower in bloom. I found a growth of hepatica in bloom. I've never had an exception. It's always the first flower of the season. So, yeah, Lisa, we're going into the end of April, and it's one of these times. Keep your eyes open. There is much going to be happening every day. One of my favorite quotes for going out for a walk is, if you want a really interesting walk in nature, take the same one you took yesterday and do so again tomorrow. And at this time of year, that really applies.
Well, you know, it isn't very often, Larry, that the governor actually says, get outside and take a walk. And yep. So, you know, you've been encouraging folks, of course, to do that for decades. But now we're kind of, you know, the governor kind of said we have to. So,
Well, maybe he was listening to KUMD.
So. No doubt. Thanks so much for joining us, Larry. Can't wait to talk to you again next week. Oh, what a wonderful time of year. So much is happening. And regardless of what's going on in the human world, nature just keeps on keeping on. And there's so much to see at this time. Larry Weber, we're so lucky to have him as a regular feature of Fridays with Backyard Almanac here on 103.3 KUMD.